January 17th. Today's reading is entitled Fearless Change. It is taken from a passage in Genesis 46:3. Then he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for there I will make you a great nation. There are times when change is needed and necessary. A change in scenery, a change of jobs, or a change in relationships can be difficult. Change can strike doubt and fear pulsating through our being. Change can especially be taxing when we are settled and comfortable. Yet change, like the seasons, is inevitable and at times unavoidable, even unexpected. Jacob already encountered change. Years earlier, as a result of family issues, he was forced to relocate to escape the wrath of his brother. He had to put distance between himself and his brother. Later, he again was forced to make a change, moving away from his overbearing father-in-law. Now he was settled, having lived in Canaan for 22 years. God had brought him here. He was comfortable and content. But now he must relocate again because of a famine, forced exile. He was too old for change. Change would be difficult. He would face new surroundings, a new culture, and new conflicts. Doubt and uncertainty occupied his thoughts. He needed assurance. Perhaps that's why he stopped in Beersheba. It was where his father heard from God. It was a place of revelation and reassurance. Like his father, he offered a sacrifice. He looked for a word from his Lord. He needed something that would bring comfort and clarity during his time of transition. God did meet him, coming to him in his perplexity and alleviating his anxiety. The Lord promised his presence and purpose for his move. There was no need to fear the change, for the Lord would go with him, guide him, and guard him on his journey. Egypt was part of God's plan, just as his time in Padan Aram in Genesis 28-31 and Canaan in Genesis 37:1 had been part of his plan. The Lord was who comforted him at Bethel, Genesis 25:28, was the same Lord who came to him here at Beersheba. Jacob came perplexed, and he left with purpose. He came in fear and left in faith. The change before him was bearable, knowing that the creator of change would travel with him in the change. We don't need to fear change. We need to have faith in the one who brings change. Faith that has plan and purpose will prevail no matter what change we encounter. Our trust in the one who brings the transition in our life travels with us through the transitions. Today, bless the Lord for his continuing presence in your times of change. Thank the Lord that he is the one who controls your change and carries you along through your change. Find your help and hope to handle change in the Lord. Commit to trust the Lord in your transitions.